years?
Still the same. You know, a lot of congratulations from people back home, things like that. It was a great win for the team. Get this win streak started. It's going to be a good game. It's Thursday. It's a talented Green Bay team, and, you know, we're excited to come out there and play them.
Was this the moment you kind of dreamed of, that you got this opportunity?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's all I can ask for is just the opportunity, you know, just to go out there and be able to contribute to the team. So, you know, thank God every day for being here, and, you know, it was blessed with the chance to get the opportunity, you know, to try to make the most out of it.
What's more fun, doing it or watching the highlights later?
Doing it, you know, I'm not a real highlight. I watch my own highlights type of guy, but, you know, in that moment, you know, there's no feeling like, you know, being out there with your teammates that you come work with every day and, you know, just being a part of something special.
What do you hear about Lambeau Field playing in Green Bay? What are the veterans telling you?
Well, it's a tough environment. You know, it's going to be a tough game, and, you know, you got to bring your end game every week.
Do you like running on turf or natural grass like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm used to natural grass, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, just stick to the game plan and come out and execute.
Jared, last night you said you were surprised. You didn't think you'd get 135 this fast. And then Coach said he needs to raise his expectations. It's nice to have a coach that knows that you could do it and then expect you to think that way.
Oh, you know, Coach Zim, you know, he's a great guy, great coach, you know, real motivating and gets us going. But, you know, it wasn't that I think that I would get 135. I just wasn't sure of, you know, how they would use me or how they would play me and stuff like that. But, you know, I was able to go out there and, you know, run behind my teammates, make great blocks, and make something happen.
But him saying that, it's kind of like a vote of confidence. Like, when you get the ball, you can do it.
Oh, most definitely. You know, when you got a coach that believes in you and a player's coach who's always behind you, is going to do nothing but bring the best out of you.
Confidence change overnight in the locker room when you get a win like that?
Definitely, I would say so. You know, it was big coming off a two-game losing streak. And, you know, we're trying to get things turned around and get them going.
Do you feel that you can be an every down running back? Is that kind of what the ultimate goal is for you?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I've been improving in areas like pass protection and other things besides running the ball. You know, I think I can develop into an all down running back. You know, it's something that I have my eyes set on. And, you know, just come to work, get better every day.
Any disappointment for you to have that touchdown overturned?
Yeah, I would have liked to have my first touchdown, but, you know, things happen, you know, it's the right call, and all you can do is line up the next play and go hard again.
Knowing how Teddy came back to celebrate the run with you guys, and then knowing that he's going to be fine, this is kind of a relief for you guys after all you've been through that, okay, he's going to be a best Thursday?
I would say so. You know, Teddy's, you know, a tough guy, you know. He's been hit hard, you know, took some bad tackles and things like that, but, you know, he's going to find a way to bounce back, you know, get in there, compete, and, you know, finish to the end.
Thanks, Jared.